This is at last the West. And exactly at that same moment, the Frenchman stares out and gives a shiver of apprehension and declares, "Now I am in the deepest East." What the joke illustrates is how much perspectives of East and West are relative, dependent on one's point of departure and prior assumptions. Now, you would think that simply defining Eastern Europe would be easy, a simple matter of getting out a map and drawing a line down the middle of Europe. But in fact, definitions of Eastern Europe vary. Usually, they run from Estonia in the north at the chilly shores of the Baltic Sea, all the way to Bulgaria in the south at the Black Sea. Some 20 or so countries of tremendous diversity in language, ethnicity, religion, and history. The reasons for the indeterminacy of Eastern Europe and its shifting borders are ultimately historical. This other Europe, as it has sometimes been called, has found itself over the centuries wedged between a series of empires, the Russian, Ottoman Turkish, Habsburg Austrian, and German empires. And it's this geopolitical reality that has shaped Eastern European history. So, in a word, Eastern Europe is a strategically crucial location, and over the centuries has been a really dangerous piece of real estate. In fact,